At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Eden Cher.
And I'm Brock Ciarlelli.
We played best friends on The Middle.
And became best friends in real life.
We're here to rewatch The Middle with all of you.
Each week, we'll recap an episode with behind-the-scenes stories, guest interviews, and what we think now, many years later.
There's a lot to dive into, so let's get to middling.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose and also your life purpose strategist. And I am so glad to have on our show today none other than Susan Burwell. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. So she is a renowned intuitive healer, a spiritual guide, and an author. She discovered how she can empower individuals to unlock their full potential and live a life of purpose. She's also the author of the amazing, amazing guide, right?
Yeah.
The Empowered Life, a 30-day transformation guide. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thanks, Edna. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. We were just talking pre-show that we knew each other way back when I first started.
Way back, yes. Probably before my book came out. So
yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes. So tell us about The Empowered Life, the guide.
Well, the book?
Yes.
The book is, I wrote it with, it's a workbook, basically.
Okay.
When it came out, a bunch of people thought it was a read book. And
right.
My hair here, that's stupid. Anyway, I look like it is a workbook, and it's based on practices that I utilized when I was going through divorce and I knew I wanted to be happier, healthier, and recognize that I had low self-esteem. So it really was, how did I raise myself up into empowerment?
Right.
And so it's got lots of practical tools. There's deep dives and there's gentle, okay, today you're just going to do an affirmation. There's lots of affirmations, but it also pairs with my website because when we had lockdown eons ago now.
Exactly.
I was led to do guided meditations that I recorded, and you know, it's amazing what comes out of my mouth when I'm just opening up to lead a meditation. So the book is paired with meditations that I developed specific for healing and transformation. And there's also within the book an opportunity to reconfigure your life purpose so that you can come out feeling empowered. There's a bit, you'll have a plan, but it's mostly about getting the garbage that blocks our creative intuitive out of the way. And that requires doing work, inner work.
Right. It does. So you said reconfigure. Can you explain a little bit of the reconfiguration?
Yeah. Well, I'm big on mind mapping. Do you do mind mapping?
Yes.
Oh my God. It's when I found that years ago, it's my go-to. If I've got a question I can't find an answer to, I sit down and do a mind map. And, and what I found almost, I don't know, every year, maybe three or four times a year, when I'm journaling in my spiritual practice, my morning practice, I ask myself, who am I now?
That's good.
Because we are spiritual beings on an evolutionary soul growth path.
Okay.
And so we're constantly changing, just like the cells in our body are growing and dying off and all of the constant change. We live in a dynamic universe.
Yes.
So asking that question, who am I now? Out of that, I begin to see, okay, I'm still on purpose. I'm still on the correct trajectory for my intentions in this lifetime. And or I've kind of segued, and maybe that segue is a much better direction than where I thought, and you know, in my head,
right,
in the linear mind, that I needed to go. So, asking, I find it really helpful to ask, who am I now? Yeah. And then listen to see what's shifted over the course of a month or a year or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Because with mind mapping, your purpose may be the same, but your intention may be different. Correct?
Right. And different action steps might pop up.
Right.
If you're sitting there, what I find is, you know, when I give talks or I'm creating a class, I use a mind map. I do mind mapping to see what's the content I want. But it also helps you to see that, okay, this is a step I can take. This is an action item. The other thing is a quality I want to feel, because I'm really big on what are the qualities you want to feel in order to live a happy and empowered life. Okay. So it's not so much there's doingness in this life,
right,
but more about feeling and being connected
absolutely
to your inner guidance and wisdom. So
So the quality, explain to the audience what you mean by quality, you know, because there's values, then there's qualities, correct?
Well, actually, sometimes those overlap, qualities and values.
Okay.
Right? A quality might be, I want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But then the value could be, I want to be love.
Okay.
Because love is a value, right?
Right, right.
And if the more we love, the happier we can become.
Okay.
And the more we give, giving is an action, but it comes from a place of gratitude, right? And gratitude is a quality.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So I love that your book, and I checked out your website and your book at the same time. They kind of, like you said, they chime in empowered life. That's really great. Really great. When we talk about empowered, it's, you know, it's one of those buzzwords, right? It's out there, one of those buzzwords. Explain empowered from your perspective and what you do.
Oh, that's like two questions, Edna. So
okay,
I'll just break them down for my little pea brain here.
Okay,
empowered to me as I continue to grow and self-investigate.
Right.
It being
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Empowered to me is about deeper connection with the divine source within me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's a deeper connection with the divine source that's in every single being on this planet.
Right.
So there are no, while there's differences,
right.
We're all one.
Yeah,
and to me, accessing that power is empowering.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and actually that is what I do when I work with clients or students,
mm-hmm.
about, again, clearing their belief systems out as much as possible.
Right.
Especially in a class, you have to do baby steps, but getting them to understand that what they're operating under is a belief, and that's not the truth of their divine being.
Right, right. Right.
Truth of every single person is love, even if we
Absolutely.
Think they're snarky.
Right. Yeah. Even if we think otherwise. Yeah.
Right.
It's love.
There is,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is that divine spark. And
right.
So as we uncover it within ourselves, we're able to see more of mm-hmm. what's within others. And that is also empowering. So when I work with clients, we investigate what the belief systems are
right.
they've been operating under. And now this is the other thing, Ed and I've uncovered over the last, since we last saw each other.
Okay.
Is that often our beliefs, and I, you know this, and probably all your listeners do, but often our beliefs come from our family of origin.
Of course.
Or they come from a teacher or somebody who's mm-hmm. done us wrong, kind of thing. But
yeah.
the family of origin one caught me. I took about a year and a half off from my business to do a deep, deep spiritual and self-investigation.
Right.
Because I was finding that I was still there were still parts of my woundedness and my feeling devalued that was getting in the way of who I am and what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And during that investigation, I uncovered that my beliefs, a lot of those not good enough beliefs,
mm-hmm.
came down through ancestral lines.
Oh, sure, that we had nothing to do with.
Right. And so
it's
like we've been shellacked, you know?
Yes. They're
just painting us on, painting
yes.
it on. Painting, and they don't, so I developed an ancestral clearing. I did it for myself, and I ended up, I realized I had to do it also. I went on my mother's ancestral line to see how far back. This is all in meditation, you guys. This isn't
sure.
like I'm researching
right,
genealogy.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I went back intuitively as far back as I could to find the grandmother who had kind of like the initiating idea. Now, when you go down a woman's lineage,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking for who started the I'm not good enough self-worth
right.
values,
yeah.
there is no that beginning is like
deep.
It's centuries ago, right? Couple
it's
thousand
mm-hmm.
or more.
Yes.
So to find the ancestor that was willing to say that life was hard for me.
Yeah.
Then the work becomes accepting them
mm-hmm.
and loving them.
Mm-hmm.
Because most, and now we're just going to talk about women, Edna. You know, because most women, we've been indoctrinated and suppressed
yeah.
and had property stolen from us,
mm-hmm.
our bodies, abused.
Mm-hmm.
And most women, I think most women carry a seed of shame. All the time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whether or not you were traumatized in this lifetime.
Yeah. yeah.
And so then to forgive these women for doing the best they could in the circumstance
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
they were in,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes I intuitively can hear what that circumstance was,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
but mostly just to forgive them. And mm-hmm. then the freedom that comes out of that is a lightening of the burden
yeah.
that the ancestors right. are still carrying mm-hmm. and a lightening of your burden. And so then what mm-hmm. I do is I face the future generation because I have a son. And mm-hmm. years ago, there was my dad was a rageaholic when I was growing up. And so mm-hmm. I was exhibiting some of that. And I gotcha. Thought it stops with me when I had my son. And without knowing that I was doing ancestral clearing, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, because absolutely.
I didn't want that rage to go down the future generations.
Mm-hmm.
So the same with the self-worth when I was investigating it. I faced the future generations, starting with my son, and sent love and esteem and all of that down so that they don't have, they, you know, whatever their dealy-do is going to be when they come here, you mm-hmm. know, they don't have to do the work that I've already done about how do I like myself and do I like myself.
Right.
They can start on a higher plane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's become another thing that I do now. And then with clients, in fact, I taught three classes this year, two of which were classes I created called Are You a Light Leader?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the beginning of lockdown also, that was such a pivot point, I think. I was in meditation and heard, you have to activate the light. Activate mm-hmm. the light. And I thought, well, what the right. hell? And then I right. heard activate light leaders. So there's many mm-hmm. of us that are light workers. You hear that bandied about a lot. A yes. light worker, a light breather.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the times that we're living through now, mm-hmm. we need people who are light leaders, who right. lead from a high soul purpose perspective, not the you know, not the what, not what
right.
we see, right? So that the new leadership that is will be forming, it will be mm-hmm. forming. I have no doubt, Edna, the new leadership is forming.
Yeah.
And we just still have to get through some muck.
Yeah.
But it requires people of integrity and who know their values, who mm-hmm. live by values, not what we've been seeing. And
right.
then light leaders support others in being their true authentic self.
Selves, yeah.
Yeah.
We've gotten to the little part of it. You know, I thought there was going to be hope when they introduced diversity, equity, and inclusion with emotional intelligence. I thought that was going to happen, but they're not getting the emotional intelligence with the light and that shines the light from within. They're doing it topically.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not doing it from here. They're doing it topically as a check. Check, mm-hmm. check, check, you know,
exactly.
And you can't check, check, check. You can't check, check, check when it comes to emotional intelligence and diversity, equity, inclusion. You can't, you know, this is like at work and the workplace. You can't. It's got to be from a place of authenticity. Just
yeah.
completely.
You and know? A heart and connection where
the very, very, very true.
Where
very
the individuals true. Are listening to their heart.
Right.
Which has a higher resonancy, a higher frequency,
absolutely
in love than the
right.
head, which is
right.
That's where all the indoctrination is built.
Yeah, exactly, and that's where all the junk is there, and it's swirling around, and it's kind of talking you out of what the heart is saying. Because
uh-huh.
I know it happened to me. It talks you out of it because it's trying to protect you. Because when you're learning to live in the light. This is new to the brain, to the mind. It's you. It's new. So,
yeah.
of course, it's like, whoa, this is too much. You know, slow down.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you shouldn't do this, and it starts to talk you out of it. When you listen to your heart, it helps you to vibrate even in hard times.
Yes. Well,
even in hard times.
It's almost like the practice of listening to the heart when things are good
mm-hmm.
it is. it's like kindergarten, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
we hit the hard times, and we're like moving fast through college, a master's program, and we're getting the damn PhD, and it could be within a month, you know.
Right.
But the acceleration, we're in a we as a planet, as humanity, are in a huge acceleration, ascension program, because we chose to be here as souls right now. Right. And so it's not, I'm still swimming, you know, I'm still swimming.
Yeah.
I'll just keep going even when times are rough, because somebody has to lead the light.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And you have to do it, number one, for yourself, like you said, the first time, for yourself, you know. I wanted to talk for you to talk about, because I think you have a lot of insight on this, and you've done it, taking that time. Coaches like us, you know, healers like us, leaders like us, need to take time to do the work for them, on themselves, in themselves, for themselves, and then be able to be a more of a light, because when we don't do the work, it seems to be harder. It's not the way, you know, everything kind of gets in the way. And we think, we think that every time we go to, like, we have a goal, we have a set goal, like in our own business. Let me just take my own business.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, we're going this way. This is the goal here, I'm going this way. But it's like, what am I doing? It's not, I'm doing everything that's everybody said, but it's not working. And the only thing that clicked for me is like, am I being authentic? Am I checking my intentions? You know, all of those things. And then when I even did check all my intentions, I had to do, now let me go back in my ancestral, you know, go all the way back, because there's things that I have taken on. And I knew I was angry. I said, like, I didn't know why I was angry. Like, once I got, you know, over the trauma that I had, you know, not over it, but I understood where it came from. Because once you understand where it comes from and, you know, what it does to you, then you can kind of unravel that. But I said, okay, I'm still angry about something. I don't know what that is. Like, you know, or I don't have a man and I don't know what that is. You know, no, seriously, it's like every guy says I'm cute, you know, and they talk to me. But what is that? You know, what's that? I had to look back in my lineage and said, I see the pattern first. You have to be honest with yourself and see the pattern, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go and address it. Okay, so I may be holding myself back from love because I don't even know I'm doing it.
Correct. And that's what a lot of people do about love, about a lot of things.
Yes.
You don't know what you don't know, right? So if
you exactly. Yeah, yeah.
How are you going to? So you have this investigation.
Yes, I like that word, investigation.
It's so important if we are going to grow individually and collectively. If we're going to move to the next level collectively, wherever we are on the planet, we have to grow internally.
Right.
And to me, that is a high calling.
It is.
It's a very high spiritual calling to grow internally. And I'll share something with you. Before the election, I'm going to talk about it a little bit.
Go ahead.
I was traumatized. I was traumatized after the election too. But
as most people, I'm telling you, a lot of people
think. But there's some people I'm like, wow, you're okay with that. Oh, well, we're just
but a lot of people are not okay.
But leading up to it, I was getting I was angry and just people and blah blah, I had to stop myself, Edna, because I went, okay, so one thing I do know as a spiritual healer, because of my own investigation, is if I'm upset about that over there, if I'm critical about that person, thing, place, whatever, outfit that woman's wearing, whatever, it's because I'm critical within myself. There is something where I am judging myself.
Yes, exactly.
it may not be the exact same way, but so during leading up to the actual election day, my daily practice became, who am I being critical of? And then looking at what is the criticism I have, and can I turn it around? And what is within me that I am being critical about?
Been there, like,
Like that's not being good enough, or you know, whatever. I can't remember what came up, but it was pretty. It was transformative. Yeah. So, you know, just
it's a lot of work too. You know, it's a lot of work for you. You have to work on that. Absolutely.
It's not a one and done. You know.
No, no.
Take a class or read one of those books, and you go, "Oh, thank God!"
No, it's not a one and done. I started like you started in my 40s to realize, you know, I started with affirmations because that wasn't a thing for me. It wasn't part of my life. I didn't know anything about it. But when I started with Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer. I started with them and it just started opening things up for me. And then I went to the guy Think and Grow Rich. I went with him. And then I was just like eating other books up and trying to, you know, get the fullness. I was like, oh, wow, this, I didn't know this. And so I started, it opened a new avenue for me, but it also started me to inwardly check, Everything was inwardly check. And I was like, wow, I was super critical, man. I may not have said a lot, but I thought a lot. But I had thought a lot. Woo. And it does damage to you, you know, and that's, we don't, and then I thought, I said, well, if I'm saying that about her or him, what am I saying to myself? Mm-hmm. And I literally was in the mirror and when I was doing this, I was actually driving a car. And I'm driving and I was like, and I'm looking at the, you know, I'm driving in the side view mirror. So I'm like screaming at the guy and I saw myself and I was like, oh, I don't like that. I was a different person. I was like, that's not good. So this is me. This is who I am. Like, so it's me. I'm not even thinking about that person because me yelling at the window could have been like another accident. You know what I'm saying? You know, another issue. So I was like, oh, this is me. I'm talking to me, you know, and I'm like, whoa. It was a very eye-opening. And ever since then, in my 40s, I want to say 42, 43, every day it's been like, you know, peel away the onion, like you said.
Well, the thing is that's going on right now too, Edna, because I mentioned we're on an accelerated soul growth pattern.
Right.
2025 is going to like blow the doors off. I mean, we thought up until now was raucous. It will blow the doors off.
Yeah.
In eventually what will be a good way. But part of what we need to pay attention to is what we are thinking. Because the frequency, vibrational frequency
absolutely
has amped up so much, we can have a thought and it will manifest.
That's right.
Fairly quickly. And if you're having negative thoughts about yourself, you're creating a problem, you know. Yes, I mean, that's how disease gets built within
absolutely. You're creating it. You're the creator of it, you know. So it's even the worry, always, what is it called when they always grumbling about stuff? What is that called? Just grumbling about everything. Like we was in the store today with my daughter, and so it's a grocery store. You know, and you have to wait in line. You just, you know, it's not like, it's inevitable, no matter what you do. You know, no matter what condition you're in, you know, wheelchair, you still got to wait, right? So these people were behind us. And of course, it was a little old man, and he started, oh my God. And his wife said, calm down, this is a grocery store. But, you know, even doing things like that, you know, just putting that out there, you know, it's like, oh. You know, and you're putting a vibration out.
Yes.
That now somebody else is feeling that vibration. And, you know, it's just like somebody coughing. It's a ripple effect. We don't know what that does. It's a ripple effect. It affects everyone that is in hearing mode of you. Well, you know? and even if they don't hear it, it's they feel it.
It affects everyone around the planet.
Yes.
It really truly does.
Yes.
I have one negative thought. It is touching people on the other side of the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's exactly how frequency works. And we're all broadcasting stations. Every single one.
Yeah.
Just are you?
We don't get that. That's important. I'm telling you, Susan, that is important. We got to get that part that we are broadcasting stations, and the most negative thing that we have, that's why we got to get it out of us. We got to always work inward to get those things out of us.
Well, that's why the fear and anger pre-election, well, it's simmering mm-hmm. right now, but
right.
It was so extensive, that we just have to be really aware. Do I want to live?
Absolutely.
This is what I ask myself, and I ask my mm-hmm. client. And students and anybody who wants to listen to me, do I want to live in fear or do I want to live in love? And so when I start to get really fearful, mm-hmm. I dig deep and I just align with a vision of a high frequency of love. And I flood my mind and my body with it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I want to live in love, mm-hmm. through love, from love. And because the anger and the fear is those, again, back to ancestral stuff, that's all ancient history.
Right.
All of that is coming from ancient history that as people continue to tell the story of what was, they're mm-hmm. projecting what was into the future.
Absolutely.
And the future hasn't been written yet. We haven't lived that future.
Nope.
So we can make it up however we want now.
That's right.
The moment. So I guess that's the work I'm doing with myself, rewriting my story.
Right.
Rewriting the story again.
So audience, if you're just jumping in with us, we are speaking with inspiring conversation with Susan Burwell, a renowned intuitive healer, spiritual guide, and author. She empowers individuals to unlock their full potential and live a life of purpose. Now, this is the best part. We are at the big ask.
Okay.
So we're at this part for you, Susan. What does this quote mean to you? If you don't know what you want, it's impossible to create it in your life.
I got chills, and I don't know why I got chills. if you don't know what you want, it's impossible to create it in your life. So that that speaks to me about being clear with yourself. Clear, like you were talking about earlier, clear about what your motivation is for the mm-hmm. thing that you want.
Right.
And then being clear that I deserve to have that thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then, now I'm moving into the co-creation piece of it. But if you don't know what you want, how are mm-hmm. you going to be able to get something better if you don't even know what your dreams and your desires are?
Right. And that's when you have to unpack, like you said, unpack. And what's the word you use to do the investigation, right?
The
investigation.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So how can we find you and what are you up to in the near future, if not now?
Well, now I'm just kind of trying to get my Christmas wrapping done. but in January, I will be teaching another Are You a Light Leader class. Oh, no, it's in February.
Okay.
And that's on Zoom. It'll be on my website if people want to join it. It's a 5-day in a row, 1 hour a day workshop. We go deep and we go fast. And people come out of that with sustainable transformation. I'm really thrilled about it. That's what I'm doing. But I also do guided meditations that are on Insight Timer. And if somebody wants to get my guided meditations, either you can join up on Insight Timer and find me. You can find mm-hmm. the meditations through the website. But I'm also sending out a bi-monthly newsletter with new guided meditations to my newsletter group. So that's what I'm doing, but I'm also opening up this ancestral healing. I'm going to be teaching it a couple times next year
for
anybody who wants to join in and learn about it. I got a lot going on. I just had a team meeting. We came up with so much stuff, Edna. I was like, I'm going to take a nap for 2 days and then I'll think about it. But yeah, so
that's awesome.
We're going to be doing that. And I do a lot of energy work. So I'm going to teach another energy class next year, probably in the fall.
So all of this you guys can find on the bottom of the, if you're watching the video, you can actually see that on the bottom of the video. Okay. Cause I know a bunch of you guys are live today. So just want you to know, you can find it there. All of her information is going to be in the bottom of the video and follow her, you know? So we'd like you to like, and subscribe if you are on YouTube. If you want audio, please do the same and share it around, because you are listening to, you are watching Keeping It Real on Purpose. I am your host, Edna White, and my esteemed guest, Susan Burwell. We're saying goodbye for now.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Eden Cher.
And I'm Brock Ciarlelli.
We played best friends on The Middle.
And became best friends in real life.
We're here to rewatch The Middle with all of you.
Each week, we'll recap an episode with behind-the-scenes stories, guest interviews, and what we think now, many years later.
There's a lot to dive into, so let's get to middling.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.